Okay, we go. Before we go to the slide presentations, I want just want to introduce myself first. My name is Mark, Bhikkhu Mark Chakkawaro, and I will be speaking on behalf of Prajang Khukritso Thipalo, the abbot of this temple, or the head of the Sangha, because he's ill, and he will not be able to come and give you lectures and give you presentation, but he has asked me to speak on his behalf. I'll be introducing what we are doing at this moment for about half an hour. And if you have any questions, you can always ask regarding the temple, the practice, or whatever. So I hope we have an understanding. Now, before we go to what we are actually doing, I want to just briefly introduce that in order for the Buddhist monk to practice Dhamma, first you have to ask yourself, whose teaching are we supposed to be listening to? Are we supposed to be listening to the teaching of the Buddha himself? Or are we supposed to be listening to the teachings of his disciples? Where do we find the answers? The answer is already there. It had been spoken by the Lord Buddha since he has attained enlightenment, and he was preaching Dhamma for 45 years before he passed away. He specifically said that the disciples, the followers, are supposed to be listening to the words of the Buddha. They are not supposed to be listening to the words of the disciples, whether it's the disciples of the within the Buddhism or the disciples outside of the Buddhism. I'm going to be referring to the Tripitaka, the direct teachings of the Buddha himself, what he's actually taught. Here we are preaching the direct word of the Buddha, or Puttavachana, or the words of the Buddha, the direct words of the Buddha that comes out from his mouth, that has been remembered, recited, recorded on different types of medium until at this moment. And I'm going to show you the first quotations, or the first teaching that he said, what we are supposed to be listening to in English. I'm going to talk in Thai first, and then I'm going to translate in English. พระผู้มีพระเจ้าตรัสว่าให้ภิกษุทั้งหลายเนี่ยฟังแต่คำของตถาคตพระองค์ตรัสว่าภิกษุทั้งหลายสุตตันตะคือคำสอนเหล่าใดที่เป็นคำของตถาคตเป็นข้อความลึกมีความหมายซึ้งเป็นชาโลกุตระว่าเฉพาะในเรื่องสุญญตาเมื่อมีผู้นำสุตตันตะเหล่านั้นมากล่าวอยู่เธอย่อมฟังด้วยดีย่อมเงี่ยหูฟังย่อมตั้งจิตเพื่อจะรู้ทั่วถึงและย่อมสำคัญว่าเป็นสิ่งที่ตนควรศึกษาเล่าเรียนพระผู้มีพระเจ้าให้เราฟังแต่คำของตถาคต In English he is saying that when those discourses uttered by the Tathagata, discourses deep and deep in meaning, transcendental, dealing with the void, when they are recited, the monks or the bhikkhu lend a ready ear to them, apply to them a mind bent on understanding, and consider that those teachings are something to be learned by heart and master. So anyway, he said that anyone who's been reciting the words of the Buddha, you're supposed to be listening and then applying the mind in order to understand them. And on the contrary, he said the opposite. The monks listen not to the discourses uttered by poets, tricked out with fair-down sounding faces, discourses external to Dhamma, uttered by their followers. When such are recited, they lend not a ready ear to them, apply not to them a mind bent on understanding, and consider not that those teachings are something to be learned by heart and master. When the followers, the poets, the any kind of person speaking not the discourse of the Tathagata, you're not supposed to be listening to them. You're not supposed to be lending the ear to them. This is his exact word. And consider not that those teachings are something to be learned by heart and master.ในภาษาไทยพระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้าได้ตรัสว่าสูตรต่างๆเราได้ที่กวีแต่งขึ้นใหม่จะเป็นคำร้อยกรองประเภทกับกลอนมีอักษรสละสลวยมีพยัญชนะอันวิจิตรเป็นเรื่องนอกแนวเป็นคำกล่าวของสาวก เมื่อมีผู้นำสูตรต่างๆเหล่านั้นมากล่าวอยู่เธอจะไม่ฟังด้วยดีไม่เงี่ยหูฟังไม่ตั้งจิตเพื่อจะรู้ทั่วถึงและจะไม่สำคัญว่าเป็นสิ่งที่ตนควรศึกษาเล่าเรียนครับ so this is the very essence of what we are supposed to be listening to in the first place. Now we might be asking ourselves, why should we be listening to the words of the Buddha and not his disciples or not his followers or not his descendants when they are also following the same path? They might be attaining Nirvana the same way. What is the difference between the Buddha and his disciples? And again, the Buddha has already given the answers. I'm gonna come to this. Said Tathagata is the originator of the path, unarisen before, the producer of the path, unproduced before, the declarer of the path, undeclared before. He is the knower of the path, the discoverer of the path, and one skill in the path. And his disciples now dwell followed path and become possessed of it afterwards. This mark is the distinction, the disparity, and the difference between the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one, and the monk liberated by wisdom. So the Buddha himself is the one who found the path, the producer of the path that has been unproduced before, the declarer, he declared the path that has not been declared before. He's the knower of the path, which is the Eightfold Path, the discoverer of the path, and one skill in the path. His disciples now dwell in the path. The follower are supposed to be the following his path, and not supposed to be originating any new path. Because in Buddhism, in this discourse, the one who is the most skilled, the most intellectual is the Buddha. Our job or our duty is supposed to be following his teaching. And then when we attain different levels of superhuman being stage, we are supposed to be proclaiming the words of the Buddha, not the words of our own reasonable or logic or whatever we think is right. We're supposed to be speaking the words of the Buddha. And in Thai, the Buddha said that ตถาคตผู้อรหันตสัมมาได้ธรรมะที่ยังไม่เกิดให้เกิดขึ้นได้ธรรมะที่ยังไม่มีคนรู้ให้มีคนรู้ได้ธรรมะที่ยังไม่มีใครกล่าวให้เป็นมรรคที่มีคนกล่าวกันแล้วตถาคตเป็นมรรคคันยูผู้รู้มรรคเป็นมรรควิทูรู้แจ้งมรรคเป็นมรรคโกวิโทฉลาดในมรรคส่วนสาวกทั้งหลายในการนี้เป็นมรรคานุคาผู้เดินตามมรรคผู้เดินตามมาในภายหลังเท่านั้นภิกษุทั้งหลายนี้แลเป็นความผิดแปลกแตกต่างกันเป็นความมุ่งหมายที่แตกต่างกันเป็นเครื่องกระทำให้แตกต่างกันระหว่างตถาคตผู้อรหันตสัมมาสัมพุทธะกับภิกษุผู้ปัญญาวิมุตติแม้แต่ภิกษุที่หลุดพ้นด้วยปัญญาก็ตามความสามารถของภิกษุที่หลุดพ้นด้วยปัญญาแม้แต่พระสารีบุตรเนี่ยก็ไม่สามารถจะเทียบเท่ากับพระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้าได้นี่เป็นความผิดแปลกแตกต่างกันนี่คือเหตุผลหลัก Now we come to next point that what are his capabilities that he makes himself proclaim that everyone in this Buddhism should be listening to him only? There are his capabilities and his abilities to do things. Maybe you've heard about the Buddha performing miracles and all these supernatural things, but maybe you haven't heard that the Buddha himself has a very high level of capabilities of speaking. And in speaking, what are his distinction? What are his very unique qualities? He said in Thai, ในภาษาไทยนะครับความสามารถของพระผู้มีพระเจ้าเนี่ยพงตัดกับอคิเวสนะว่าอคิเวสนะจำเดิมแต่เริ่มแสดงกระทำคำสุดท้ายแห่งกลานกล่าวเรื่องนั้นๆย่อมตั้งไว้ซึ่งจิตในสมาธินิมิตอันเป็นภายในโดยแท้พระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้ากำหนดสมาธิทุกครั้งในการพูดไม่ให้พลาดแม้แต่ครั้งเดียว In English he said that the one preach with an intention of making others knowledgeable. He's not a teaching to the person he's speaking to. He's speaking to everyone that could be able to understand his words. I, on the other hand, at the end of the discourse, establish my mind on the same thought I was established in before the discourse. He's been establishing himself through meditation before he was speaking. and then during his speaking and after he has spoken. So it's establishing his mind when he's speaking. This is one of the qualities. And the second one, in Thai, พระผู้มีพระเจ้าตรัสกล่าวว่าความสำคัญของพระองค์เนี่ยก็แต่ว่าจำเดิมแต่เริ่มแสดงกระทั่งคำสุดท้ายแห่งการกล่าวเรื่องนั้นๆย่อมตั้งไว้ซึ่งจิตในสมาธินิมิตอันเป็นภายในโดยแท้ให้จิตดำรงอยู่ให้จิตตั้งมั่นอยู่กระทำให้มีจิตเป็นเอกดังเช่นที่คนทั้งหลายเคยได้ยินว่าเรากระทำอยู่เป็นประจำดังนี้พระองค์กำหนดสมาธิทุกครั้งแล้วอีกอันหนึ่งก็คือว่านับแต่ราตรีที่ตถาคตได้ตรัสรู้จนกระทั่งราตรีที่ตถาคตได้ปรินิพพานตลอดเวลาระหว่างนั้นตถาคตได้กล่าวสอนพร่ำสอนแสดงออกซึ่งถ้อยคำใดถ้อยคำเหล่านั้นทั้งหมดย่อเข้ากันได้โดยประการเดียวทั้งสิ้นไม่แย้งกันเป็นประการอื่นเลยพระองค์ตรัสว่าเวลาพระองค์ตรัสเนี่ยคำของพระองค์เนี่ยไม่เคยมีการขัดแย้งกันเราดูคำของสาวกหรือแม้แต่ตัวเองก็ดีพูดไปก็ตามวันนี้อาจจะพูดขัดกับวันพรุ่งนี้วันนี้พูดขัดกับเมื่อวานแต่พระผู้มีพระเจ้าเนี่ยไม่มีเป็นอย่างนั้นThe Buddha himself said that his teachings, his words are never in contradictory. They are never in contradictions. They are never against each other. So maybe we have been speaking, we have been talking, but our words sometimes are contradicting. Some words that we think are true in the past, maybe now in the present, they're not true anymore. They're not real or can be used anymore.But the words of the Buddha are always true and are always they are never in contradictions. So you can be sure if you're wearing the robe of the Buddha, you have to really have the faith in his teaching, that his teachings are never in contradictory. Yeah, right.
Have you got the reference for where the Buddha said his
teachings are not? Yes, I'm going to come to that too. Yeah. I'm going to touch on the very essence of his teaching, and then I'm going to come to the history of the recurse of the Buddha.
Now, you just said the Buddha said his teachings were not contradictory.
Yeah. I'm going to come to the history part later on. Yeah. แล้วก็อีกประการหนึ่งพระองค์ตรัสว่าคำของพระองค์เนี่ยเป็นอากาลิโกคือถูกต้องตรงจริงไม่จำกัดด้วยการเวลา The Buddha himself said that his words are timeless.It means that they're always true in the past, always true now, and always be true in the future. As long as we are trapped in this world of life, aging, and suffering, his teachings, in order for us to get out, will always be true. คำสอนของพระองค์เนี่ยก็ยังจะคงเป็นอากาลิโกตลอดกาลก็ตราบใดที่มนุษย์นั้นยังถูกติดกั้นอยู่ในความเกิดแก่เจ็บตายอยู่So this is why we are supposed to be listening to his teachings only. And he also said that พระองค์ยังตรัสว่าภิกษุทั้งหลายจะไม่บัญญัติสิ่งที่ไม่เคยบัญญัติจะไม่เพิกถอนสิ่งที่บัญญัติไว้แล้วจะสมาทานศึกษาในสิกขาบทที่บัญญัติไว้แล้วอย่างเคร่งครัดอยู่เพียงใดความเจริญก็เป็นสิ่งที่ภิกษุทั้งหลายหวังได้ไม่มีความเสื่อมเลยอยู่เพียงนั้น So the Buddha said that before he passed awayHe said we are not supposed to be making rules, establish the rules that has never been established. We are not supposed to be abolishing the rules that has been abolished before. We are not supposed to be adding or erasing anything because the Dhamma, his teaching, is complete, is already useful. There's no point for us to say that, oh, maybe it's 2,500 years ago now, he doesn't know there's Facebook, there's no internet, maybe he's too archaic and old-fashioned, he doesn't know that. Maybe we should add something new. He said no. He said his words are complete, and we're not supposed to be adding or erasing anything because his words deal with the matter of getting out of the process, the cycle of life and death. This is why we are raisedThe monks, especially, is supposed to be strictly following his words. He also mentioned that there's a danger in the future. พระองค์บอกว่าในอนาคตการเนี่ยจะมีผู้ที่ไม่ฟังคำของตถาคตเปรียบได้กับจะทำให้ความอันตรธานของ คำสอนของพระผู้มีพระเจ้าเนี่ยเกิดขึ้นพระองค์เปรียบกับกลองศึกของพวกกษัตริย์ชื่อทัศสารหะกษัตริย์ทัศสารหะชื่ออนากะนั้นมีอยู่กลองศึกนี้เมื่อตีไปก็มีแผลแตกแต่กษัตริย์พวกทัศสารหะก็เอาไม้อื่นทำเป็นลิ่มตีเสริมลงไปในรอยแตกนั้นทำอย่างนี้ทุกคราไปในที่สุดเนื้อไม้เดิมของตัวกลองก็หมดสิ้นไปเหลืออยู่แต่เพียงเนื้อไม้ที่ทำเสริมเข้าไปใหม่เท่านั้นฉันใดก็ฉะนั้นความอันตรธานของสุนตตะเหล่านั้นที่เป็นคำของตถาคตซึ่งเป็นข้อความลึกมีความหมายซึ่งเป็นชาโลกุตระว่าเฉพาะด้วยเรื่องสุญญตาจะมิได้ด้วยอาการอย่างนี้แล He said there's a danger that his words will disappear in the future. I'm going to quote. He said that once upon a time the Tassaraha has a kento drum called the Summoner or Anaka. As it began to split.Because we are beating it a lot, the Tassaraha fixed in ever another peg. They used the peg to fix it. Until the time came that the summoner, original drum head, has vanished, and only the framework of the pegs remained. So the original material will vanish, and only the new material will remain. Thus it is, brethren, that the Sutanta uttered by the Tathagata. Sutanta is the teachings.Deep and deep in meaning, not of this world, dealing with the void, will disappear. So he already mentioned that in the future, his teachings will disappear. And if you see below here is the reference. It's been translated by the Pali Canon by the Rith Davis, translated from the Tipitaka, which has been translated to English by the Pali Tech Society, the English society that they deal with the Pali language. So I'm quoting...I'm not just quoting anything. I'm quoting the text that has been universally established and accepted. So this is the danger of the future. Maybe you also begin to ask yourself that whether we are the monk or the persons who are interested in Buddhism, it seems very hard to find the real teaching, the direct teachings of the Buddha. We into so many places.All over the world, but is there any place that teach the real or the direct words of the Buddha, and really practice his words strictly, in a straightforward manner, directly in his teaching? And if you just ask yourself honestly this question, you begin to see that we have been divided in so many sects, so many segregations, so many doctrines, so many ways of practicing. Why is that?Why is it that we have the only one Buddha, but we have different ways of teaching? This is not supposed to be. You can compare it to any other religion, maybe. You say that there's one, maybe one prophet or one person who knows everything, everyone just follow them. It's not the case with the Buddhism. We have one true, really the most intelligent person has been born, but somehow we find it difficult to find his...teachings and to really follow them. And it takes a lot of courage, a lot of faith, a lot of sacrifice to actually really follow them, because somehow we feel that his teachings are a kind of a legend or a kind of a mythical something that is like a theoretical discourse, a theory that needs interpretation, that needs discussion like a philosophy. But if you dwell into his teachings, they are very easy to understand. They are very easy to follow. You just need to have faith in order to really follow him. And the Buddha also said that. He said that when he passed away, we are supposed to be using his words and his teaching, not any disciple.พระผู้มีพระเจ้าตรัสให้ว่าเมื่อพระองค์สิ้นพระชนลงไปแล้วเนี่ยพระองค์ให้เราใช้ธรรมวินัยของพระองค์เนี่ยเป็นศาสดาต่อไปไม่ให้ใช้คนอื่นพระองค์แต่ว่าอานนท์ความคิดอันมีแก่พวกเธออย่างนี้ว่าธรรมวินัยของพวกเรามีพระศาสดาล่วงลับไปแล้วพวกเราไม่มีพระศาสดาดังนี้อานนท์พวกเธออย่าคิดดังนั้นอานนท์ธรรมก็ดีวินัยก็ดีที่เราแสดงแล้วบัญญัติแล้วแก่พวกเธอทั้งหลายธรรมวินัยนั้นจะเป็นองค์ศาสดาของพวกเธอทั้งหลายโดยการล่วงไปแห่งเราพระองค์ให้ใช้ธรรมวินัยของพระองค์เป็นเครื่องยึดเหนี่ยว ไม่ได้ใช้คำสอนหรือว่าสิ่งใดๆเป็นเครื่องยึดเหนี่ยวแทน So in English before he passed away he said that it may be ananta that in some of you the thought may arise the word of the master has ended we have no teacher anymore maybe that's what we felt at this moment we have no teacher at all because the Buddha has passed away for like 2000 years ago but it is not thus ananta that you should regard it we should not think like thatThe truth, the rules of the order, which I have set forth and laid down before you all, let them, after I am gone, be the teacher of you. So you have to understand that you have to use his truth, his dhamma, his only teaching, his rule, as your own teachers, and as your guiding lights for you to follow.And all his disciples are the one who really respect him. So in a way of respecting him, we are supposed to be spreading his words as well. And he also mentioned that there's a worry from him that his customs, of his lovely custom of the Eightfold Path, may be gone. พระองค์ตรัสห่วงใยว่าในอนาคตเนี่ยความขาดสูญของคำสอนของพระองค์เนี่ยอาจจะมีเกิดขึ้นพระองค์เคยตรัสกับพระอานนท์ว่าอานนท์ความขาดสูญแห่งกาลยวัฏนี้มีในยุคแห่งบุรุษใดบุรุษนั้นชื่อว่าบุรุษคนสุดท้ายแห่งบุรุษทั้งหลายอานนท์เกี่ยวกับอะไรกาลยานวัฏนั้นเราขอกล่าวย้ำกับเธอโดยประการที่เธอทั้งหลายจะพากันประพฤติตามกาลยานวัฏที่เราตั้งไว้แล้วนี้เธอทั้งหลายอย่าเป็นบุรุษพวกสุดท้ายของเราเลยพระองค์ตรัสว่าอย่าให้เราเป็นบุรุษคนสุดท้ายของพระองค์ He said that we should not be the last man to spread his teaching.He said that I, Ananta, speak about it thus. This lovely custom is the Eightfold Path, founded by me. The Buddha is the one who found the path. Now you should maintain. Do not you be the last man after me. You should not be the last person that follow his custom. Ananta, while two persons exist and there is a breaking of such a lovely custom, whichever one of these, he is the last man.In regard to this, I, Ananta, speak to you thus. This lovely custom founded by me, you should maintain. Do not you be the last man after me. We are supposed to be, if we say we are his disciple, his descendants, his followers, we are supposed to be maintaining his lovely custom. And we should not be his last man, his last person. So,All of this is maybe you've heard before or maybe you haven't heard before, but this has been collected by from the past of his direct teaching. ก็นี่ก็คือคำสอนของพระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้าที่เราได้ทรงจำกันมาแล้วก็ถ่ายทอดบอกสอนแล้วก็เป็นแนวทางการประพฤติปฏิบัติของที่นี่แล้วเราก็จะกลับไปให้ดูเรื่องของประวัติศาสตร์นึงว่าคำสอนที่ท่านครูบาอาจารย์ดิ้นมาเนี่ยอาจจะถามว่าเอาคำสอนเหล่านี้มาจากไหนพูดเอาเองหรือเปล่าก็จะให้ดูว่าที่มาที่ไปของคำสอนของพระผู้มีพระเจ้าเนี่ยก็ยังมีอยู่นะครับว่ามันมีที่มาที่ไปอย่างไร maybe you going to ask this question that what I've been speaking to you where do you get them from do I make it up myself or do I really there's a history or there's a way that it comes to beก็จะขอย้อนถึงประวัติที่มาที่ไปของพระไตรปิฎกคร่าวๆนะครับอาจจะทราบกันมาอยู่พอสมควรก็คือพระไตรปิฎกที่เราใช้เป็นแหล่งอ้างอิงในปัจจุบันเนี่ยก็คือพระไตรปิฎกของบาลีสามรัตน์จำนวน45เล่มนะครับ We are using this Tipitaka the set of Tipitaka which is consists of 45 volumes as the base on which different Buddhist institutions use as their study มหามกุฏราชวิทยาลัยและก็มหาจุฬาลงกรณราชวิทยาลัยก็ได้ใช้บาลีสามรัตน์เนี่ยเป็นที่หลังอ้างอิง so it's the Pali Tipitaka which we use for reference and where this Tipitaka comes from it comes from in the times of King Rama the Fifth King Rama the Fifth realized that theBuddhists in country need some kind of an evidence, kind of recorded. So he asked the monks at that time to translate the words of the Buddha, the Tipitaka, from the Khmer or Cambodian language into Thai language, into two different languages, the Pali language, which used the Thai alphabet. And then from this Pali language, they translated it into Thai language. This is what you see is the first edition of the Tipitaka, which has been done in the times of the King Rama the Fifth. And the King Rama the Fifth took it from the King Rama the First. Here, it was recorded in the Pali canon, in Khmer language, in Cambodian language, which is of now. You see that they are made of alphabets that are very hard to discover, which is very hard to understand if you're Thai or if you're not a Cambodian person. This is recorded in Pali language, and they had not been translated at the time of King Rama the First. They were just recorded, and the monks at that time already had to study Pali language as well. And the process of recording this, King Rama the First went to the groups of monks every morning, and they gave him the food offering every morning for 5 months for them to copy this Pali text canon. And they are taken from different times of Thai history, from the period of Ayutthaya, Sukhothai, and Alana. And we also found the remnants or the recorded here. They are recorded in the stone material. What they are recorded is the teachings of the Buddha, the causal origination. Maybe you've heard in Thai is the Saipaticca Samuppada, ลำดับเหตุแห่งการเกิดขึ้นแห่งความตายและลำดับเหตุของการดับไปแห่งความตาย so they are recorded. So you see that his teachings, the teachings of the Buddha, have been recorded for over time. You see it from different materials, from the paper, from the printing, to the recording of the Pali, the palm leaf, and here to the recording of the stones. And it also came from the time of the King Ashoka, that he recorded here the Ashoka Pillar, which is in India. Maybe you've seen it before, that the King Ashoka, after he gathered the monks and then the third Buddhist council, he sent the Buddhist ambassador to 9 places, to 9 countries, and 2 of the 9 countries are in this country, the Burma and the Thai area, and another one is from the Sri Lanka. And here is the Ashoka Pillar, the inscription on the Ashoka Pillar that suggests this is where the place where the Buddha has been born, and this is the place where he's been attained enlightenment, is place where he's attained Nirvana, is place where he's passed away. The alphabet is the alphabet, the Brahmi, and the language is the Prakrit. If you go to the museum next to this pillar, you can see the morphology or the development of this, of what has been recorded in the Ashoka Pillar, that's been evolved over time into the language that we've known in the present. So what I am showing this is that his teaching does exist, and his teaching is not something that we are just made up now. It's been translated, it's been recorded, inscripted, recited from the first council that the 500 monks gathered and they recited his words. And recently that you've heard that there's a new discovery of the ancient manuscript, the Shoyan collection, which is founded in Afghanistan and belong to the Norway institution. It came to Thailand once. So this is where they found the inscription. I will show you what they found later. They found in the cave. Something has been hidden in the cave. And you see here is the very pieces of the Pali canon, the leaf, the Pali leaf. And through the process of painstaking work, they've been distinguish and differentiate and through the collaboration of scholars and experts from Japan and Norway. And this is what they come up. They come up that is the palm leaf inscription and that has aged 500 years AD. So it's around 700 years after the death of the Buddha into these pieces. So what you've learned is that his teachings has been recorded as early as 700 years after his teaching on a known medium, not through a recital. And what is very interesting and very astonishing is what has been recorded. So what has been recorded here is the teachings of the Buddha that taught about the worldly matter, like how do you begin to lose your wealth? พระผู้มีพระเจ้าได้สอนในคัมภีร์เนี้ยพระผู้มีพระเจ้าได้สอนเรื่องของได้มีการบันทึกเรื่องของปากทางแห่งความเสื่อมแห่งโภคะหกทางเจ้าว่าพูดการประกอบในธรรมเป็นที่ตั้งแห่งความประมาทด้วยของเมาคือสุราและเมลัยเป็นทางเสื่อมแห่งโภคะการตามประกอบในการเที่ยวตามตรอกซอกซอยในเวลาวิกาลเป็นทางเสื่อมแห่งโภคะการเที่ยวไปในที่ชุมนุมแห่งความเมาเป็นทางเสื่อมแห่งโภคะการตามประกอบในธรรมเป็นที่ตั้งแห่งความประมาทคือการพนันเป็นทางเสื่อมแห่งโภคะการตามประกอบในบาปมิตรเป็นทางเสื่อมแห่งโภคะการตามประกอบในความเกียจคร้านเป็นทางเสื่อมแห่งโภคะThis is the Pali language which has been translated from this piece, and when the scholars, the Thai scholar translated them, they've been translated into the six ways in which you can lose your wealth. One is to lose your wealth when you are engaged with the intoxicants, or when you're engaged with theGoing out late at night when the time is not right, when you are engaged in traveling in the community of drunkenness, and when you are engaged in the gambling, when you are engaging in the evil friends, and when you are engaging in the sloth or laziness, yeah. Sorry.Is from what? Yeah. From the west of Pakistan.
No, this is from
Singhola. Here it's been written in Gilgit Bamiyan. The language is the Buddhist hybrid Sanskrit. Actually, the Buddha there's this time that his disciples asked the Buddha to teach in Sanskrit.But the Buddha himself refused, and the Buddha he said that he'll be speaking his native tongues. And I didn't go into the details that is. I've heard that the first time the Buddhist script was recorded was in Sinhala, a language. Maybe it's before, maybe it's not. I didn't drill into that. I just drill into what does it say.And what is the matter is that what it says is considered timeless. If you think of yourself that his teaching was spoken 2,000 years before, there's the companies of drunkenness, the companies of gambling, the companies of sloth, the companies of laziness, the companies of going out late at night. These kind of people still exist today at this moment, and will still exist in the future.And this is the proof that why his words are timeless. This is the way you can easily understand what is the meaning of timeless of his teaching means. Always true in the past, always true now, and always be true in the future. And it's just for another reference, that is, the age is 200 and 300 years AD. This is when he was going to attain a passing...When he was going to pass away, and we have been doing some kind of a comparison that what had been translated in English, and translated into Thai, has been directly translated. Here they say he said that when he was at one place the Marak approached him. What was recorded in that Bali leaf was that they say, and then, O monk, evil Marak approached the Tathagata. In Thai, it says, Anon, เมื่อตะกี้นี้มารผู้ใจบาปได้เข้ามาหาเราการแปลก็เป็นการแปลได้อย่างตรงกันนะครับ So the translation is almost the direct translation. And he says here, Tama, having attained the true meaning capable and teaching themselves, I shall not attain Parinivana. มาเราจะยังไม่ปรินิพพานจนกว่าพวกภิกษุสาวกภิกษุณีสาวิกาอุบาสกสาวกวาสิกาสาวิกาจะมีความพร้อมบริบูรณ์จนกว่าพรหมจรรย์จักมั่งคั่งเจริญแพร่หลาย So the translation is almost exact. And this comes to the point where the Ananta asked him, what should they do with his body, with his dead body? And the Buddha said that they wrap the body with 500 pairs of cloth. And he says, เขาพันสรีระของพระเจ้าจักรพรรดิใหม่ด้วยผ้าใหม่ดัดซับด้วยสำลีแล้วพันด้วยผ้าใหม่ด้วยซับด้วยสำลีโดยอาการอุบายนี้500คู่ Even the numbers are almost the same. ก็so what I want to show you is that the translation and his teaching are almost exact, and what have been recorded is almost untouched. And I will take it a step further here at this moment, at this temple, because there was this database of Tipitaka that's been recorded into a digital media by the Sangha community from before. And we used to have a monk who used to ordain here for a period of time, and he obtained a PhD in computer science, and he helped us to take it another step further by putting the Tipitaka into a CD. The text or the teachings of the Buddha has been put into a CD, and we use this this program or software to search the real teachings of the Buddha. Why? Because maybe you've heard before that the structure of the Tipitaka consists mainly of two types. The words, the direct words of the Buddha or Puttavachana, his teaching that had been remembered, recited, recorded from over time. This is one area. And another area is the words of the disciples that used to explain the Tathagata Sāvaka Pāsit, or the explanation or the commentary. So there are two types of texts in the Tipitaka. And because we are following the words of the Buddha directly, that when he said that we should be listening only to his teaching only, we are trying to find where his real teachings are. We are supposed to be only listening to the first part, the Puttavachana. And how to do that? With this recent day technology, we can find a way to distill or kind of really filter his teaching through this program. This program called e-Tipitaka allows you to really find where his teachings are. Press until the light screen.
Hello? Is this only in Thai script or is it in
At this moment it's only in Thai, but we are working only with the Pali Text Society as well, to use the Pali Text Society to use their text and compare them. But we haven't finished at this moment. I'm going to show you the example of this program. The basic concept is like the Google. You want to Google anything, you want to Google the words of the Buddha or to Google the Puttavachana, you just key anything. Let's say you've heard about Anapanasati, the knowing of your breath or the mindfulness of your breath in Thai. So we just type Anapanasati. ลองพิมพ์คำว่า Anapanasati ดูนะครับถ้าเราต้องการหาว่าใน45เล่มของปาลีสยามรัฐเนี่ย we are record using every a known, very important Tipitaka, the Pali Tipitaka, the Mahamukut Rajavithilai Tipitaka, the Mahajulalongkorn Rajavithilai Tipitaka. All this database has been put into this program. And we're just going to search the Pali Sayamrat Tipitaka because it is the oldest and it's the one that we are referring to, the oldest testament in a way. So we're not going to use the new one. And then we just type. Oh. Yeah. Sorry. So there's the result that comes out here. And then you can just click Tipitaka Anapanasati. So the text will come up. It says here in Thai, ดูก่อนภิกษุทั้งหลายอานาปานสติอันภิกษุเจริญแล้วกระทำให้มากแล้วย่อมมีผลมากมีอานิสงส์มากเราจะรู้ได้อย่างไรว่านี่คือคำสอนของพระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้าคำสอนของพระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้าเนี่ยจะอยู่ในวลีคำพูดที่ว่าดูก่อนภิกษุทั้งหลายดูก่อนอานนท์ดูก่อนสารีบุตรดูก่อนข้าพเจ้าต่างๆ I'm just saying that how do we know in this vast volumes of Tipitaka that this is the words of the Buddha? The clue or the key is that the teachings of the Buddha will start with O Bhikkhu or O Ananta or Ananta or Sariputta. He'll address the person he's speaking to. It's like a first person text. But the words of the disciple will be explaining his teaching, will be saying, okay, what he said means this and that and that. At this moment, because we want to focus on the words of the Buddha, so we will just filter out only his teaching. And you can always compare Thai language and Bali language side by side as well. You can just click Bali here. And there will be a comparison right away. Here, the same volume of Tipitaka, the Sutta Pitaka, the number 11. Sutta Pitaka number 11. The number of the text is 1307. Here is 1307. Here is Anapanasati. Here is Anapanasati. So what you can learn from this is that you can be sure the word Anapanasati has been spoken and remembered and recorded and recited from the ancient time, from the Buddhist time. Because there are many things that we've heard or maybe we've thought we are doing right today, but they are not in the Tipitaka. For example, we begin to ask so many questions that are what that we are doing at this moment. Are they the customs of the Buddha? Are they what the Buddha has been taught? Did he teach us to do this? Actually, did he actually taught us to do this? For example, Gratnam, the custom of pouring water. We just type Gratnam. We are supposed to be asking every question. So now we are, okay, is it Gratnam, what the Buddha has taught? And we print, we type? No. So the word Gratnam was never recorded in any way, either in Puttavachana or in the words of the disciple. But if you want to expanding or sending the goodwill to other person, did the Buddha taught us to do this? The answer is yes. He taught us to concentrate our mind. จะให้ดูพระสูตรที่พระผู้มีพระเจ้าบอกถึงเรื่องการแผ่เมตตาถ้าพระผู้มีพระเจ้าเนี่ยตัดถึงเรื่องของการแผ่เมตตาไว้ว่าอย่างไรคือพระพุทธเจ้าเนี่ยไม่เคยบอกว่าการแผ่เมตตาเนี่ยต้องทำด้วยการกรวดน้ำพระเจ้าบอกถึงเรื่องของการตั้งจิตพระผู้มีพระเจ้าตรัสว่าวาเสทะเมื่อภิกษุนั้นมองเห็นนิวรณ์ทั้ง5เหล่านี้ที่ตนละได้แล้วอยู่ปราโมทย่อมเกิดเมื่อปราโมทเกิดปิติย่อมเกิดกายของผู้มีใจปิติย่อมสงบระงับกายของผู้มีใจสงบมีกายสงบระงับย่อมสวยสุขจิตของผู้มีสุขย่อมเป็นสมาธิเธอนั้นด้วยจิตอันเป็นไปกับด้วยเมตตาย่อมแผ่ไปสู่ทิศที่1ทิศที่2และทิศที่3ทิศที่4ก็อย่างนั้นเธอแผ่ไปตลอดโลกทั้งหมดทั้งสิ้นในที่ทั้งปวงทั้งเบื้องบนเบื้องต่ำและเบื้องขวางด้วยจิตอันเป็นไปกับด้วยเมตตาเป็นจิตไม่มีเวรไม่มีพยาบาทกว้างขวางประกอบด้วยคุณอันใหญ่หลวงไม่มีขีดจำกัดแล้วแลอยู่วาสิตาเปรตเหมือนคนเป่าสังผู้มีกำลังย่อมเป่าสังให้ดินได้โดยทั้ง4ทิศโดยไม่ยากฉันใดในเมตตาเจโตมุตที่เจริญแล้วอย่างนี้ก็ฉะนั้นเหมือนกัน So the Buddha never mentioned anything about the water and the container. He mentioned about how to what to do with our mind or with our consciousness. He said we have to get rid of the things that are holding on our mind, the five leashes, or maybe the five constraints, which is the pleasure, the thought in the sensual pleasure, the vengeful thoughts, the sleepiness, the doubts, or the very confusion of the mind. And if we are able to get rid of those thoughts, all these levels and the sequence of happiness will begin to appear. And with this level of happiness, you can start to expanding or extending, if you like, the mercifulness of your mind towards all the direction. He mentioned the four directions on all the world, the above, below, and beyond. So with this expanding or extending of the mind is the way you are expanding your goodwill. So it has nothing to do with the water and the container. And also at another teaching, he said that some of the time will be, maybe we are caught or we are stuck in the process, in the procession, the act of doing anything. You have to act like this in order for something to be accomplished. But he says here that intention is the deed. So พระผู้มีพระเจ้าตรัสว่าเรากล่าวซึ่งเจตนาว่าเป็นกรรมเมื่อเรามีเจตนาแล้วเนี่ยถือว่าสิ่งเหล่านี้สำเร็จประโยชน์แล้ว so the intention causes the deed. So if your intention is to expanding or extending your goodwill to all the persons that are related to you, your intention is good enough, not you don't need anything else. So this is the example why we should be coming back towards the teachings of the Buddha, because it's the only place we can find the truth. It's the only place where all the questions will be answered. And to add a little bit more is now we take it a little bit further as well. Maybe you're allowed to use cell phones and the tablets or the high tech instruments. This person also developed this program so that you can use in any kind of software at this moment. If you use Apple, you can go to App Store and download it from App Store. If you use Android, the Galaxy Tab, something, you can download them. There's a website also, eTapitaka. You can search them directly in the internet. You can use the CD in your computer. You can search eTapitaka in App Store or in Android Market, or other word Puttavachana. It's for free. So what we want to do is that we want to spread the words of the Buddha to everyone, everywhere. Anyone can have access to information spoken by the Buddha 2005 years ago, anywhere, anytime, without having to go to like to the temple only. If you know the basic, the logic, the core of it, you can just visit or go to see the Buddha anytime. Maybe you don't have to wear the robes as well. Anyone, the lay person, the monk, anyone can have access to Buddha. It's not something that so far away, or his teachings are something that are so theoretical that we cannot understand with our own intelligence. Yeah.
Actually, in some ways, we're more fortunate than people living at the Buddha's time, because it was a very rare thing to meet the Buddha, because he was walking over a long area.
Yeah. Yeah. And also because his teachings are all scattered, and I think we are grateful to the 500 Arahants that that were congregated to gather and then recited his teaching. I think in a way, in my opinion, the Buddhist organization or the Buddhism organization had already found a way of organizing information for 2,500 years, and then pass it on for generations. Sorry. I think the Buddhist companies are very intelligent from way before. They found a way to record and to maintain and to spread his words. I don't think there are many organizations or many committees that find a way to really try to pass on his teachings until at this moment, that even when we are so advanced with technology, we can be close to the teachings of the Buddha anywhere, anytime. His teachings can be obtained even when we are so surrounded by this new technology. I think it also means that the true meaning of the word timeless, of his teaching as well. And now what we are doing at Wat Na Pap Hong, I'm going to touch a little bit further. I'm going to come to Prachan Kiklit. Going to introduce a little bit of the abbot of this temple. Prachan Kiklit Sotipalo is the head of the Sangha here, because he's quite ill at the moment. He doesn't have energy to come, which is a pity. But what happened to him was that before he ordained as a temple 14 years before, and after he ordained for 4 years, he's been practicing and then learning Dhamma as well from different ways, different types, different sects, different teachers. And what he finds is that there are so many standards, so many ways to practice, and he became confused. He became lost. That why is there so many ways of practicing? Just like maybe you or me or whoever that used to be confused before. And he tried to find the answer, that the only answer is that equally can only come through the direct teachings of the Buddha, the Puttavachana. And after his study and through practicing of the Buddha, he started to proclaiming the words of the Buddha only. If you talk to him, maybe later on when he's very healthy, you'll find that the way he teaches, he's not speaking from his opinion. He'll be speaking the words of the Buddha. His answers to all your questions will be the words of the Buddha only. He'll be answering through reciting of the words of the Buddha and through his understanding, but never from his opinion. And it's the big difference between him and maybe other institutions, that maybe they taught from the way they think is right, but Ajahn Kiklit taught from the way he recited.
Many times I found monks saying, the Buddha said this, the Buddha said that, and when I go to search the Tripitaka, it's not the Buddha, it's Buddhaghosa or somebody else.
Yeah, that's the problem that we've also found. And we also found that, unfortunately, that's not the whole text in English yet. But if you study in Thai, you really notice the way he's speaking. There is an order of his speech. There is a synchronization of his speech. There is a way that his teachings will, one thing explain something, and another teaching will elaborate of this teaching. We hope to finish doing that in English sooner or later. But when you really dwell into it, you have no doubts whatsoever that you really can understand what is the difference between the Buddha's teaching and the teachings of the disciples. Any person are not able to match his abilities, never. Unless you want to be the Buddha himself, you have to attain a lot of a sacrifice and be born and dead again. So again, then he started to proclaim the words of the Buddha to many monks as well. He met a monk who take the people on the like a tudong or like to the like a for, to go into the forest, and he asked Prachan Kiklit to teach the monk here as well. We also found that these monks, they have no knowledge of the words of the Buddha. They know, but they didn't know what his direct teachings are. Let's say you want to learn Anapanasati. You want to learn how to meditate. We asked the people at this temple in Korat. Does anyone know exactly what to do in your mind through the exact words of the Buddha? And it's a pity that no one knows the exact word. We know many different ways, but we don't know actually what he said. So it's the very real imperative danger that we say we are the Buddhist country, but we don't know anything about the Buddha. I mean, the teachings. We know about his history, but we don't know what he actually taught in his direct teaching. And we went to the cave and spoke to the monks, like here, the 700 monks. We also found the same problems as well. That we asked the person over here that we've been praying a lot of prayers. We also asked the monks over here, does anyone know what the Buddha recited or what the Buddha prayed or what he asked us to pray when we are alone or when we are in seclusion? And nobody knows. And the Buddha himself asked us to recite or to pray the Ittappajjayata, or the specific conditionality, or the causal origination, or the Patijjasamubbad. สายปฏิจจสมุปบาทอาการลำดับการเกิดขึ้นแห่งความตายแล้วก็ลำดับการดับไปแห่งความตาย The sequence in which birth can take place and the sequence of the mind in which death will cease to exist. This is the very essence of Buddhism that the Buddha asks us to pray or to recite. So we kind of discuss that if we want to really be the real or the true followers of the Buddha, we should be praying what he celebrated of his teaching. Also, we went to many temples as well, and we proclaimed the words of the Buddha, like how to kae kam, or how to take your the bad deeds away. The Buddha never said anything about like spraying the water or the sleeping in the coffins or the many different processions or very unusual rites or deeds. Through his life, he only taught one thing, that if you want to get rid of the kamma or karma, is to practice the Ariyamakkha mi ong pad, or the eightfold path, eightfold path, or the seen, samadhi, panya, or the code of conduct, the meditation, and the developing the insight. Never anything else. So we try to understand this as well. And we went to other temples and we discussed about the rules of the monks. And we also, and when we went to spread of the words of the Buddha, we found the people who want to engage in proclaiming the words of the Buddha as well from these different places. 300 monks registered to be the group who wants to spread the Puttavachana. And out of these 300 monks, 26 monks came to this temple last year and to practice. What do they practice? They practice to live the life of the monkhood as the Buddha has taught. The Buddha taught that after the meal, the monks are supposed to be practicing himself to attain nirvana through walking, sitting, meditating, and then to deal with the shelter and to deal with his belongings and never anything else. To try to bear witness to his teachings, to say, to justify that his teaching does exist, and the people who follow his teaching and can overcome the problem of death does exist. It's the real duty of the Buddhist monks. Yeah, they stay here for 5 days, and after 5 days, there are the people who donate the laptop computers for them so they can have the information, like the audio, video, CDs, or the digital files, so they can spread the words of the Buddha in their country as well. And also the lay person, they find the teachings of the Buddha very important too. Here, these are the teachers in the primary school and the secondary schools. They are the directors and the teachers in the primary and secondary schools. And they come, the head of this institution invited Prajan Kukrit to spread the word of the Buddha and to make them understand the importance and how urgent it is to practice the words of the Buddha. And after we spread the truth, the words of the Buddha, and arrive at some understanding, they send a person to explain what he felt as well. And I will show you what he said. So they said that they want to help spreading the words of the Buddha as well. Last year there were these directors, and this year they sent their employees, their teachers, because they say that they understand the importance of the Buddha Vajana, or the direct words of the Buddha, but they alone cannot act very forcefully. So they have to build a company or the team through their employees. So they send them again this year, and Prajan Kirit also went to give lecture as well. And so also many institutions find that in order to uplift the spiritual quality of the people, the only way is to use the words of the Buddha. And there are many institutions that find this importance, and they bring people here to listen to the words of the Buddha, because his words are not only for the monks but also for the lay person, for them to live in this world in a very peaceful and in a very harmoniously manner as well. This the judges from Non Tabli, they come. And also he was invited to speak in many places here in the Phuket hospital. We went and discussed what are the teachings that we should be talking to the patients who are coming towards the last moment of their life. And the best thing is to give the words of the Buddha. Why? Because at their last moments, they will be able to attain Nirvana, to overcome death. Yeah.
Do you know the Digawu Sutta? Digawu.
Maybe you have to recite, and I can relate to this.
I don't know it in Pali. But the Buddha went to talk to a layman who was nearly dying.
Yeah.
Then that sutta would be important too.
Yeah, as well, because at that time there was this person, this bhikkhu, who was very ill and very he was very painful in his last moments, and the Buddha gave his teaching to them, and Ananta was with him too, and then after he gave his teaching he went away, and Ananta found that this person was dead already, but his body was very enlightened in a way, very pure and very very purified. And he asked the Buddha, why is that? He said, because this dead monk had already get rid of the thing that he's clinging on to, five things, that so that he was able to understand or to attain the higher state of being. So it's the miracle of the Buddha.
But this sutta that was spoken to a monk, but this sutta was spoken to a lay person, so it's very relevant for
sometimes we find that what he's spoken to the bhikkhus, the lay person can use them as well too. Yeah, so not, anyone can, because he said that when he's teaching, what he's spoken extends not only to the person he's speaking to, extends to everyone, not only this world but the world like the deity or the divine world as well. So you can be sure that his teaching can be used by anyone. And so we went to the universities, the people in the Office of Parliament, they also came to this temple to listen to the words of the Buddha by Prajan Kirit too. These are the workers who've been working closely with the prime ministers for 10 and 20 years, and they found the importance of the words of the Buddha. And after they came, they invited him back to the Office of Parliament to give the words of the Buddha, and it's the first time they do some kind of an offering or the kind of a kind of a religious gathering in their office. And through the faith or the very commitment that they have with the words of the Buddha, they are establishing the society in the government to use them to as a kind of a coordination to coordinate between ministries that want to hear or to understand the direct teachings of the Buddha. This organization or this society will serve as a kind of middle way, and they are in the process of organizing. So yeah, I'm painting the picture for you to see that people at different levels of the society are beginning to be aware of the importance of the words of the Buddha, and when they come to study and practice his only teaching, the faith that they have and the commitment that they have will urge them, will allow them to try to spread the words of the Buddha even more. So I think everyone, the bhikkhunis and the Buddhist companies, have the duty to really study his words and expand them. And besides speaking at different places, Prajan Kilit also made the text in Thai. These are the texts that are in Thai. They are never from his experience. They are never from his opinion. They are not written by him, but they are the kind of an assemblage or the gathering of the words of the Buddha from the Tipitaka, according to different topics. Like, if you want to know what the Buddha said about anapanasati, or the mindfulness of the breath, there's this one book. Like here, about A5, very, very thin, and you can take it with you anywhere. During his lifetime, the Buddha talked about anapanasati 26 times. No, 32 times. But the other 6 times, they are beginning to repeat each other. 26 times he has spoken in different ways. But all his teachings that are recited and remembered and recorded are here in this book around here. So you want to know about anapanasati, you can read here. Or if you want to learn about the ways to practice, the easy way to practice, here the name is the easy path, Makwichi Tingai. So the easy way to practice, they are taken from the Tipitaka, like how to understand or contemplate the contact that happens with the eye, the ears, or the way to discard in all the thoughts, for example. Or if you want to practice to the level of the first level, like the Sodaban, Yakvinkwampen Sodaban, you don't need to go anywhere and ask, do I attain this state yet? You can, it's like a guidebook for you to test yourself. If you have these qualities, if you have this kind of tamma, if you have this fulfill these qualities, you can be sure that you have attained Sodaban. Like you have strictly follow the five rules or the five code of conduct, and you have a faithful urge in the Buddha and his teaching and his disciple. And so with these qualities, for example, you can be sure that you have attained Sodaban. Or you believe in your mind that the eye, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body and the mind are never permanent. They are temporary, and they will cease to exist. If you believe this wholeheartedly, the Buddha said that you are walking towards the path toward enlightenment, towards the first level of Sodaban, for example. Yeah.
I would like to request, because we are all are coming for listening about the meditation. So what meditation technique teaching at this temple and following at this temple, if you give us the teaching about the technique, at least 10 minutes, I think it's more fruitful for our journey. Thank you.
So you want to listen to the technique of the Buddha or the technique of this temple? So
different temple, different technique following. Different temple following the different technique within the Buddhism. So it's very fruitful that if you're teaching us what technique following this temple, and by this abbot teaching all meditator, kindly you teach us.
Yes, definitely.
So at least 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, as you like best, as your convenient. I think is
requesting
to you.
Yes. Because I find it very important to lay the background first, because then you'll be speaking the same thing, that you want to learn the technique of this temple. I want to establish that I want to speak the words of the Buddha, and the words of the Buddha is not only this temple. But definitely I'm going to talk. Maybe you can tell me how many techniques do you know? Yes, I've been speaking for an hour to say that I'm speaking the words of Buddha. Not going to the detail yet. I will be very happy that you said I want to learn the meditation of the Buddha, not this temple, because you want to spread the words of the Buddha. But yes, I will speak to you, and I've shown you here as well. You can read Thai, but never mind. I will speak in English as well. What the Buddha has taught about meditation, not what this temple is teaching about its meditation. Do you understand the difference?
Teaching the men differently. So we are a student. We are not coming for here learning, not the arguing. So I think you argue with him. This is because our teacher teaching many methods in the world, like such as Mahasi, Goenka, Lumpachod, many, etc. So please, we want to know. We want the Buddha's teaching, what Buddha taught. So but how about his question is, how about this temple? Which method? Which Buddha? Because in the world many kinds of Buddha. So his question.
Yeah, fine, definitely. But this is the problem of the Buddha as a whole, actually. But before I go to that, I'll say what we do here. No, what the Buddha has said about Anapanasati. He said, Ananta, what is Anapanasati? And I want you to listen very carefully. What is Anapanasati? Ananta, bhikkhu in this case go to the temple, go to the roots of the out of the trees, and go to an empty spaces. They sit and fold their legs and sit upright and have their own mindfulness. When they're breathing in, they know they're breathing in. When they're breathing out, they know that they are breathing out. Be mindful of your body, breathing in and breathing out. Tranquilize or calm, be calm with your body, breathing in and breathing out. That's it. So what you need to do is that you just need to know your breath going in and coming out. This is the Anapanasati. This is the mindful of your breath that had been taught by the Buddha, if this is what you want to know. And then you are breathing in and breathing out, he never say about knowing or saying any words in your mind. Because if you're following this correctly, he never say, okay, you just say that in your mind. You should say this in your mind. He say, just know that you're breathing in and you're breathing out. And when you're concentrating in your mind, can I ask you a question now? Can you know your mind for the whole time, or do you start to think? You have been meditating, right? So what I am asking is that when you know your breath coming in and going out, can you do this for the whole time, for 10 minutes or an hour? Is there any time when your mind starts to wander? No. I'm questioning that when you know your breath, do you start to think? Yes or no? Yes, right? So what do you do with your thoughts?
I thought about the anapana.
You know your breath coming in, mm-hmm. and you know your breath is coming out.
Yes.
It's exactly. The technique of the Buddha. Yes. So maybe you've learned something more, and then I'm asking. First question, do you know your breath all the time? Yes or no?
Yes, it's all the time, but we cannot concentration
all
the time.
Exactly.
Only for while we are sitting down for meditation, at that time we concentration.
Yeah, and when you concentrate, you think about the past, you think about the future, you think about happiness, or you think about the...
No.
Does it come to your mind? Or you can know your breath for the whole hour?
But actually we cannot concentration very much because mind all the time distraction to various places, so it is very difficult for not only for me,
yeah,
for everyone.
So the question is, what does the Buddha tells you to do when you start to think and when your mind starts to wander? Maybe different temples say differently. That's why. ก็ขอการครับก็หมายถึงพระตามปกติใช่ไหมครับหรือว่าพระตามปกติก็คือจะเดินนั่งเป็นปกติครับแล้วก็คือจะหน้าที่ของพระก็คือถ้าหลักๆก็คือว่ากิจทำกิจช่วงเช้าตื่นตีสามนั่งสมาธิตีสามครึ่งตีสี่ครึ่งทำกิจถึงตีห้าครึ่งตีห้าครึ่งออกบิณฑบาตประมาณ7:30ขึ้นฉันเจ็ดโมงครึ่งฉันเสร็จประมาณ10:00ก็จะเสร็จกิจช่วงเช้าทำความสะอาดศาลา10:30ถึง15:00เป็นเวลาปกติเดินนั่งแล้วแต่คนใครจะเดินก็ได้ใครจะนั่งก็ได้แต่ก็คือเนี่ยแหละครับปฏิบัติ15:00ถึง16:00เย็นทำกิจส่วนรวมขัดห้องน้ำทำความสะอาดพื้นที่ต่างๆ16:30ฉันน้ำปานะพอฉันปานะเสร็จก็จะเวลาส่วนตัวมีนั่งสมาธิรวม18:30ถึง20:30หลังจาก20:30ก็เป็นเวลาปฏิบัติส่วนตัวครับเพราะนั้นเวลา 80% ส่วนใหญ่ก็จะให้นั่งสมาธิเดินจงกรมเป็นหลักครับมีกิจรวมกันนิดหน่อยครับสำหรับพระก็ที่มีก็คือมีคานันซึ่งพระมาRight. Did you understand the questions? No. Okay. We come to the point of understand. Is there any kind of meditation retreat over here? And what do we do over here? ขอโอกาสตอบเป็นภาษาอังกฤษแล้วกันนะครับ So we don't have a course for the monk, but there are some monks who come here to want to practice as well. So there's a system in which either the monks come, they come to Prajan Krit, and if they have any kind of questions at all, meditation, the Vinay or the code of conduct, they will ask him until they're clear, and then they can choose to practice on their own, or they want to be with the monk. But usually they will enter as a kind of a visiting monks, and they'll have to follow the orders and the rules too. But they can choose to practice as well. But basically, we don't have like a teaching class. The teaching class is by Prachan Kukrit. So the monks will come and ask and so on. Yeah, so yeah, I want to touch a little bit on the meditation, maybe 10 minutes. We have a permanent monks here, but for the visitor monks, maybe like they have their rules like maybe 1 month and they go, or 1 week or 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. It's up to them. Yeah. There'll be different conditions as well. So you actually would like maybe you have a plan in your mind. Maybe you try for 7 days, maybe, and see how it works, and then later on, and all that. We don't have like a specific class for the monks, but if you sorry. This is the monastery, and the monks will have their own dwelling unit, like maybe 2 or 3 meters, and they have their own, and they're supposed to be on their own. They're not supposed to be mingling, talking, gathering. They're supposed to be on their own. So, if you come when Prachan Kukrit is fine, or you ask the questions until you're clear, you can be anywhere, not only in this temple. In your temple, if you know the basic that is right, which is knowing your breath, and just a little bit further, if you start to think, the Buddha said that you have to disregard those thoughts. It doesn't matter that you are thinking anything, because your mind would work like that. It's the way that your mind works. It always works like that. It always distracts you. But the problem is that you are distracted by these thoughts and you think you cannot meditate. The Buddha said that when you are distracted by any kind of thoughts, like the future, the past, the happiness or sadness, he said, disregard those thoughts by coming back to your breath. That's why for some beginners, knowing the breath is very difficult, and you have to find a very different ways. But this is the only way and the very shortest way. Why? Because if you want to solve the problem of birth and death, when your mind is distracted, your mind is taking birth already in the abstraction. Your birth is not just the physical form, but the mind that is taking an abstraction that felt happiness, sadness, is already taking birth. But in order to overcome birth and death, you have to stop the mind from taking birth in any kind of abstraction by coming back to your breath. It's the only way. It's the very shortest and very the essence. You know it now, you can do it anywhere, anytime. Yeah.
I'm sure that's part of the practice, but I don't think that's all of the practice regarding the thoughts, because in Dwey Vitaka Sutta in Majjhima Nikaya, the Buddha said even before his enlightenment he discerned thoughts. These thoughts are wholesome and these thoughts are not wholesome. And then he gave up the unwholesome ones, developed the wholesome ones. But then later he found even thinking wholesome thoughts is tiring, so you need to have a break. And in another sutta in Majjhima Nikaya, speaking to Rahula, the Buddha said, investigate your action, karma, by thought, word or deed, in the past, in the present and the future. So we don't just, that will be part of developing concentration, is not getting too caught up in thought, but we shouldn't totally, I think, personally from the Buddha's advice, we shouldn't totally just disregard thought. We must investigate it at some time.
Yes and no. Yes, in a way that if you find it very difficult to get rid of every thought, in a way you have to get rid of anything, because if your goal is to finish the cycle of birth and death, when you're investigating through thinking, even when you're contemplating all the good deeds or whatever, your mind is still working. Yeah? Because what constitutes the meaning of life in what Buddha said is the five aggregates, maybe you've heard, the form, the feeling, the perception, the volitional formation, and the consciousness. So by meditating, you're understanding how this process works. It works by the mind or the consciousness dwell on these four aggregates. It dwells on the form, just your body and your breath. It dwells on your feelings. It dwells on your perceptions, and it dwells on your formation. So any kind of thought, you are still dwelling on these four aggregates. But the Buddha said that you're supposed to be abandoning all these five aggregates.
I'm sorry, I have to disagree with you. It's not the five aggregates that we should abandon, it's the five clinging aggregates, the pancha upadana khanda.
Yeah.
That's the definition of suffering in the First Noble Truth, and that's what we must abandon.
Yeah, the suffering in this case is the suffering in the sense that all things will cease to exist. Not the suffering in the sense that you feel sad, that you feel kind of despair. Suffering in this case, dukkha. Dukkha is just everything in the world will cease to exist. They're uncertain. And your body, your feeling, your whatever thought, what you need to see in the Noble Truth is that everything has an origination and everything will cease to exist. Except there are different time scales. Your body takes like 60 years, but your feeling takes like maybe 2 minutes. The point is that you have to, maybe you have to think, fine, but you're attending birth. You'll be attending birth, but you'll be attending birth for a long time. The question is, how will you solve the problem of birth and death if you don't try to disregard this clinging at the aggregates, if you like, and come back to your breath and let your consciousness dwell on only one thing? You have to let go of the five. You have to start with three and focus on one thing. Yeah.
But Venerable, we want to know about your pratik meditation every day in this temple. Can you share to us about your practice meditation from your teacher? You can just share everyone here. Because we come here to study about meditation and practice meditation another temple from a teacher, most variable teaching meditation.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that what we've been doing at this temple, we are practicing anapanasati, disregarding all these thoughts. I've been saying for an hour that we are practicing the words of the Buddha, and the word of Buddha said that this is what we do with anapanasati, and this is what we do. And what we do when, what happens when we are doing the breath, and then all these thoughts come to mind. Maybe this is what you want to hear more. La nanti, la kwam plen. Disregarding all kinds of thoughts that come to you, whether it's wholesome thought, bad thoughts. This is what we do. Why do we do this? Because we can do it in any kind of practice. You have to understand that at this temple, we are strictly following the words of Buddha. I've been saying this for many times. And what do we do here? How much time do you have left? So maybe this is the last question? Okay. Just a bit. Okay. พุทธเจ้าตรัสผมวัดนี้ทำตามคำสอนของพระผู้มีพระเจ้านะครับพระผู้มีพระเจ้าแต่ว่าภิกษุทั้งหลายเมื่อภิกษุกำลังเดินอยู่ยืนอยู่นั่งอยู่นอนอยู่ถ้าเกิดคุ้นคิดในทางกามคุ้นคิดด้วยความคุ้นคิดในทางเดือดแค้น ครุ่นคิดด้วยความครุ่นคิดในทางทำผู้อื่นให้ลำบากเปล่าๆขึ้นมาและภิกษุก็ไม่รับเอาความครุ่นคิดนั้นไว้สละทิ้งไปถ่ายถอนออกทำให้สิ้นสุดลงไปจนไม่มีเหลือภิกษุที่เป็นเช่นนี้แม้กำลังยืนอยู่เดินอยู่นั่งอยู่นอนอยู่ก็เรียกว่าเป็นผู้ทำความเพียรเผากิเลสรู้สึกกลัวต่อสิ่งอกุศลลามกเป็นคนปรารภความเพียรอุทิศตนในการเผากิเลสอยู่อย่างนิดแลนะเพราะนั้นถ้าเรายืนเดินนั่งนอนอยู่มีความคิดอกุศลต่างละทิ้งไปด้วยการอะไรอยู่กับลมหายใจนะครับนี่คือคำตอบว่าพระเราทำอะไรแล้วเราท่านก็ทำกิจข้อวัดตามที่พระผู้มีพระเจ้าซักผ้าย้อมผ้าตามวงรอบของวันกิจข้อวัดตามที่ผู้มีพระเจ้าบัญญัติต่างๆนะครับหรือว่าอีกอย่างนึงอีกนิดนึงก็คือถ้าจะทำอย่างไรอีกสุดท้ายก็คือมีสติรู้ตัวรอบคอบในการก้าวไปถอยกลับโอเคขอเป็นคำถามสุดท้ายThey say I have to stop speaking now because they are on time. So, a vulnerable is asking me, what at this temple do? The meditation method. And I've been saying for an hour that this temple is following the words of Buddha directly, strictly. So there's no point talking what other meditation, the Buddha meditation. And he said that even the bhikkhu, walking, sitting, standing, lying down,When there's a thoughts about the worldly pleasure, the vengeful thoughts, the thought of revenge that comes to your mind, you try not to take those thoughts with you and get rid of them, disregard them. And by doing this, the Buddha said that you already are practicing Dhamma. Whether you're sleeping, walking, standing, any thoughts come to you, get rid of them. How do I get rid of them? Coming back to your breath.That's it. ขอโอกาสได้ไหมครับSo know your breath. You only know in and out and disregard all kind of thoughts. That's it. That's the shortest way.
ขอบคุณท่านอาจารย์คันวโรที่ได้ช่วยให้แนวทางในการปฏิบัติแล้วก็สิ่งต่างๆที่ควรรู้นะเกี่ยวกับตำหนักนี้เราพยายามจะได้ศึกษาต่อไปเพื่อโอกาสนี้ก็นิมนต์ตัวแทนนิสิตได้ถวายหนังสือนะครับแบบรุ่งบารมีพวกเราชานติ้งทูเก็ตเตอร์นะจะได้เซกุดบายท่านอะระหังสัมมาสัมพุทโธภะคะวาพุทธังภะคะวันตังอภิวาสวาคาโตปะกวาตาธัมโมธัมมังนัมมาสสุปฏิปันโนปะกวาโตสาวกสังโฆสังฆัง